we are, another natter that matters, and this one matters a lot to me, and they all matter, and all conversations matter, but this one matters a lot because Yvonne Michelle, who is our guest today, who is the superstar, I have her in my phone as Yvonne Michelle superstar, because I've been very good friends with Yvonne for a long time, and she is an absolute superstar. If you haven't seen her perform or sing or speak, then you really need to see her, because it's like watching a pro in everybody else I compare to this. So anyway, not building you up too much there, Yvonne. Hello and welcome to An Atta That Matters.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Very delighted to have you here, obviously, as if we don't speak regularly, but it's nice to speak professionally, if you like, because of course I've been on your journey, and I know you share your journey quite often with people in different ways, normally on stages, and I'm sure you're on other people's podcasts, and I thought it's high time you came to mine. So welcome here. So tell me about you, Yvonne. So I know that's a massive question, but tell me how you became the phenomenal singer you are.
Right. Okay, so we're going back. We're going to go way back in time. I started off singing as a little girl in church. I used to see my mum singing around the house when she was alive. And my mum was, I was little anyway. I was a little small thing. And my mum was so big. And I see this lady singing all the time. And then she passed away. And then I stopped singing. But I carried on going to church. And then I left church for a long time, but I always kept singing. Humming and stuff. And then I met some people and they were like, could you sing at my wedding? Could you do this? And then I started this little group, and there was four of us, me and a couple of my cousins. And we were doing weddings and things like that. And then another friend that I met through another friend was doing similar things. She said, should we get together? We got together. And we put together a company called Gospel Singers Incognito. So GSI for sure.
Might have heard of, actually. And why might they have heard of that?
You might have heard of Gospel Singers Incognito, GSI for sure, because we were on Britain's Got Talent in 2013.
Yeah. Weren't you the first one? Weren't you the first choir on there?
We were the first gospel choir to be on the show. We were the first choir to do a flash mob or any act to do a flash mob. So, and Simon said at the time, you know, we were the best choir that you'd ever heard before on the show. So, you know, obviously years have passed since then, and that was before the golden buzzer. So if it was that time, I'm sure we would have got the golden buzzer.
Golden. I need to change my phone description as golden superstar. That's what I need to change. That's what I need to put in as. Yeah. And so what happened from there? So you got quite a way, didn't you?
Yeah, from there, we were semi-finalists, and then we had an agent, and then we started to tour all over the world. We worked with Coca-Cola, Lucasaid, all these big companies all over the world. And so we did that for 10 years. It was just under 10 years, actually. What were we, 2023?
You did the holidays are coming, didn't you? I'm not even going to try and say. Yeah, you did all those.
Yeah, we did all of that stuff, yeah. The recordings, all of that stuff we did. We've worked with Idris Elba, worked with James Coldren, Freddie Flintoff, loads of people I've worked with over the years. So that was kind of like the catalyst, because what it did, it made me kind of stand up as a business owner for one, and two, it kind of showed me how to help others to feel more confident. Because when you're in a choir and then you're working with, say, for instance, Freddie Flintoff, I'll just use him as an example. He's, you know, you see him on TV and he's this big personality, but actually he's quite a shy kind of man. So when he heard the choir singing, it threw him. So I don't know if you remember, he did a thing where he dressed up as Elvis Presley. I don't know if you ever saw that episode.
No.
Those of you who are watching, go back and watch it, because it was with the choir. And I was there right in front of him coaching him, because every time the choir sang, it threw him. So I had to kind of pace him and help him to, because the choir is a big sound. It's huge. And you've got all those voices and those harmonies, and you're not used to it. It's like, wow, it's like you literally feel the force. Yeah. And so we coached him through that, so we were able to do that show. And that's what really started to show me that I could do this and help others get on stage and be dynamic and own the stage, seriously. So yeah, so own that stage, girl. On that stage, guy. Do you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So that's what it was, really. That's the story behind it. So now I'm helping more and more people get on stage and own that stage and have the confidence to perform, have the clarity of who they are as a performer. And yeah, just rock it, man. Just rock the stage and just own it.
Absolutely. Easy for you to say, because like you are such a natural, but you probably, I mean, I say that you are a natural, but actually it's years of practice, isn't it? I'm pretty sure the first time you went on the stage, you weren't, you know, the superstar I know. You were probably, you know, oh shit, what am I going to say? Am I going to forget? Am I going to, oh, what if my voice goes? What if I trip over? Like you watch them on the talent shows now, don't you? And I hear them going, oh, well, God, what if I forget the words? And of course, what do? They forget the bloody words, because of course they're programmed their mind. I'm like, that, stop saying that to yourself. So you obviously help. Now, I know that you're very clear in your marketing to say that you are not a singing coach. Like you don't, you're not a vocal coach. You don't help people to sing, as it were. Although you did teach my wife how to sing for our wedding. So I don't think that's strictly true. So some people might be listening to this and going, oh, please teach me to sing. In which case, she's quite expensive, but she's shit hot. So if you do want to learn to sing, I'm pretty sure if you get her in a good mood and she's had a few glasses of Prosecco, she might take you on. But no, so what do you do then? So you help people with what?
With their performance. Yeah, to articulate their performance, how they are on stage. That confidence, having that clarity, and having to how they really get the audience. I mean, pull it and then pull them in. Yes. Is that because you can be the best singer in the world, you really can, but if you can't engage your audience, you're stuffed. Yeah. You're a boring singer, basically. And we've seen many of those over the years.
Yeah, that are really good singers, but they've just not got it. And then there's other people that have got something, but their voice is kind of mediocre, and they're the ones. I mean, if you look at who we've got, even in the charts right now, it's like they're not all got this, you know, they're not all Whitney Houston, are they? Let's be honest. But they've got that charisma. There's something about them.
You mentioned Whitney Houston, phenomenal voice. So if you were to take Whitney Houston and you would take somebody like Mary J. Blige, this is good. Now, Mary J. Blige vocally isn't that great. And you will hear her say that. But as a performer, when she's on stage, you're just like locked in.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's what I teach. That's the gold.
You teach the gold, the magic.
Yeah, absolutely. And yes, you know, I'm not a vocal coach per se, but as a vocalist, as a singer, you know, if you're hitting a wrong note and you're not able to hit that note, I can help you work through that. I just don't take you through the do, re, fi, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, that kind of thing. I'm the whole package.
Yes. So you're the kind of the next level. So people like, well, my wife who taught to sing, which was like, you know, a godsend for me, and we're very, very grateful, and she was amazing, as were you at our wedding. How lucky was I to have Yvonne Michelle singing at my wedding, honestly. Joyful. If anybody wants to see the video, let me know and I will send it to you. We watch it all the time. But so you're at the other end. So you're at the end where you've got singers that are kind of, you know, they know that they can sing, or they want to sing and they want a career, or even people who want to be on the stage in some way. And you make them the best they can be.
I create the package. I help them to create their package so they can go forth and do their thing.
Cool. Sounds brilliant. I love it. I always said I wouldn't be a singer unless I could sing like Whitney Houston. Of course, no one can sing like Whitney Houston, including in then Whitney Houston, sadly. But yes, so what's next for you then, Yvonne? So I know you've had such a career, you really have. So what is next for you? What happens? Where can people come and find you, work with you, see you?
Well, you can see me everywhere because I'm everywhere. But what I'm doing now is I'm looking for that artist now who really wants to excel, that really wants to own. And when I mean own, I mean take control of that stage and work that stage and make it their career. That's what I'm looking for. If, say, for instance, you're an artist and you're like, I really think I'm good enough to go on The X Factor, for instance.
Yep.
I just don't know how to do that. Then I'm the person that you would come to, and I would work with you and get you ready.
You have your own music, don't you? You're in studios, you can do all the helping them sort out, you know, the arrangements or whatever. You can do all of that. So everything.
From every aspect. If you're scared of speaking, even if you're scared of putting your, you know, yourself forward to speak about something, you could come to me and I'll absolutely be able to absolutely help you with your confidence, make sure that you've got the clarity to say what you need to say and say effectively to get people to listen. Because like I say, we talk all the time, but are people listening? But once you've got that voice and that voice is like clear, people will listen. And once you know what you're saying and you've got the clarity, you've got the poise, you've got the tonality, people just listen. And you can have people literally eating out the palm of your hands very easily. And it just takes the technique. Once you know it, you just use it again and again and again and again. So, you know, if you are out there and you think, right, this is what I want to do. I want to be on a stage. I want to own the stage. I want to speak. I want to sing. I want a podcast. I want to, you know, anything that's engaging, you're using your voice as the communication tool.
Yeah, and you to an audience.
Yeah. Engage. That is the thing.
That is the thing. That. Going off our nails. That's the thing. It is the thing. And I know that, so this is kind of high end kind of mentoring realistically. But I know you do have a kind of entry level kind of group program that you do, don't you?
I do indeed. I have a group level entry that runs as a group. And it is, where's my calendar? But I can't, got my glasses on to see you. It's over here, which actually starts in May. So we've only got a few weeks, so if you would like to find out more about that and get involved and get on this group program, which you would need to, that group program's for 12 weeks, and we just get, it's, I'm just like, come on, you know what?
Brilliant. Do me a favor, send me the link to the group program so we can put it under here, so people want to check that out, they can. And also, like you say, you're on all the socials, so they will come and find you. If not, they will come and message you on.
Actually,
and what's the big dream for you? Oh, go on. Yeah.
Actually, what I'm going to say is, what I will do is I will send you my appointment link so that I can actually have a 15-minute consultation with each person, so we can actually, it's better, so I can just engage with them, they can engage with me, and they can find out exactly what I can do to help for them.
How lovely. And so that sounds great, thank you very much. And what's the big dream, Yvonne? Where are we going? What's occurring?
Well, this year, I'll just tell you, this year I am doing some festivals this year. Yeah, I've got, I'm in the studio, I'm recording some soulful house music. I'm, you know, getting out there, yeah, getting ready to spin around and dance on stage as I do. And there's a few things in the pipeline I can't quite say yet, but I am hoping to do a lot more. Oh, there's the ball as well. I do a charity ball in October, that's 28th of October. That's called the Hope Gala Ball, and that's just fundraising for my not-for-profit. That's what I do. And that helps women who, you know, who have gone through like domestic abuse and all those kinds of things and don't have any confidence, don't know, you know, don't have a voice. And that's really just
to help them. It's all about voice. It's all about confidence. It's all about being the leading lady, isn't it, in your life?
You've got to be the leading lady in your life. You've got to be. No one else can be it but you. So.
No. So beautiful to have you here, as always, with your the coolest hair ever. Can I just tell those of the don't know, everyone's hair looks like that all the time. Like, even when she's just chilling in trackies and stuff, like, honestly, that always looks so cool. The rest of us are like, oh, God, I'm like shit when I wake up. Everyone always looks like that. She looks like a superstar when she wakes up and sings in the shower, which is a joyful experience. So we invite her to our house on a very regular basis. Lovely to have you here, darling. I feel honoured to call you a friend, and of course, here, like, I know we support each other in everything we do. Who knows where we'll end up? I don't know, but we'll be laughing and smiling and giving each other a hug from the
front to the back and from the back to the front and the sides as well.
That's the one, lovely. Thank you, darling, for being here, and I will speak to you again very soon.
Thank you.
Bye.